broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right, happy to have you along, my fellow Americans. Sam Bushman live on your radio. Hard-hitting news the networks refuse to use, no doubt, starts now. This, my fellow Americans, is the broadcast for, what is it already, February the 3rd in the year of our Lord, 2022. This is hour one of two, and our goal always to protect life, liberty, and property, and to promote God, family, and country on your radio and the traditions of our founding fathers. Yes, indeed, we use the blueprint for liberty, the supreme law of the land, the Constitution for the United States of America. That is our guide. And absolutely, we're convinced the general government is out of control and guilty of overreach and belligerence and criminal activity and a whole lot more. We got to use the sovereign states to create the balance of power necessary to restrict government bureaucrats from their abuses. That's why we have horizontal and vertical checks and balances. That's why we have the rule of law. That's why we have they derive their just power from the consent of the governed. That's why we look to God Almighty for our solutions. And, of course, we believe those checks and balances are absolutely brilliant. That's why we reject revolution and we stand for peaceful restoration of the greatest country on the face of the earth. Welcome to Liberty Roundtable Live. Hope you're all doing absolutely fantastic. Archives at libertyroundtable.com and lovingliberty.net. And the recap of yesterday's broadcast starts now. We had two incredible award-winning guests. The first one was a gentleman by the name of Weston Martinez. He's a Republican candidate in the election for Texas Land Commissioner. Westonfortexas.com is his website, westonfortexas.com. Anyway, his plan, save the Alamo, build the wall, protect elections, manage investments to provide benefits for Texas veterans, and secure the future of children education. Now, I don't really believe that it's the government's responsibility to procure education for children, okay? However, I will say this, ladies and gentlemen, I believe in it a whole lot more than the federal government doing it, right? I mean, at least the states have some latitude constitutionally to do it. The federal government have no authority whatsoever. If you don't believe me, go look at the supreme law of the land. Where in there does it say government shall mandate or educate or fund education? It doesn't. So let's jettison the education department, leave it to the states and the people respectively, and let's start there, shall we? All right, we talked with Weston about what is a land commissioner. And we talked about how it's a lot of things that you wouldn't possibly even imagine. The proper land commissioner can allocate land appropriately, can reject the planning and zoning abuses that are going on, can let you build your home with a lot less red tape and let you deal with your property in the way that you think best. They can literally take on the federal government, the Secretary of Interior, and stand up for your liberties, including lowering taxes and a whole lot more. Anyway, great interview with Weston Martinez. There you have it. All right. Now, westonfortexas.com was his website. We also talked about the national debt breaks records, over $30 trillion. Dollars now, ladies and gentlemen, and getting worse by the second. We also realize that the United States has more than $160 trillion in unfunded liabilities. We're talking about programs like Social Security, Medicare, and Medicaid, to say the least. This is absolutely unsustainable. We also talked about the fact that Sid Miller, current Texas Agricultural Commissioner, endorsed Weston for Land Commissioner. So that's good news. We ended the broadcast with Weston by saying we're looking for eight when they pull that gate. We hope that judge ain't blind. Please elect westonfortexas.com. It's a little joke. It's a country song talking about, hey, bull riders, you know what? When you get in the up there on the bull ready to go, and then they open that gate, and you can hope to stay on that bull for 8 seconds. Well, Weston mentioned that he was a bull rider, so I made that country song joke a little bit for his elections. How do you like that? All right, second hour, we had an incredible guest, Bart Sibyl. He wrote a book called Moon Man. It's the true story of a filmmaker on the CIA hit list. Sibrel.com is his website, Sibrel.com. And he's got a very unique book, Moon Man, And he talks about how he really got his understanding about the moon landing from Bill Kaysing. He was a truth teller, saying that the six Apollo moon landings were all hoaxes. Yeah, between 69 and 72, they were all hoaxes, folks. And you know what? Bart didn't believe Bill at the time. But eventually Bart was reading the Bible, and it dawned on him that he needed to investigate this, and so he did. And wow, he created a film along the way called A Funny Thing Happened on the Way to the Moon, in which movie or documentary, if you will, Bart Sibrel, our guest yesterday, gets punched in the face by Buzz Aldrin. And he really asks these astronauts serious questions. Will you swear on the Bible that you actually went to the moon? He gets kicked out of their houses. They threaten to assassinate him. He tries to take his information to CNN, including leaked information, raw footage from NASA. And literally the CIA tries to put him in a loony bin. They do for a while, but he gets out. They try to take him to a long-term facility, and he escapes. This is all in the book called Moon Man, ladies and gentlemen. It has now been published, and it reveals new information about the moon landing fraud, including the official CIA code name for the project, for the deception, if you will, the American military base that was used, the American military base that was used for the where the Apollo 11 missions were filmed, and a list of 15 government officials who were all present. In other words, they were there at the time, all of which was given to Bart. Yeah. We're talking about the chief of security of this military base upon his deathbed gave this information to Bart. You say, well, Sam, how do you know that's true? Because Bart went and talked to the families relating to these people. Bart went and talked to the families where astronauts were murdered who wouldn't go along, and more. Moon Man also discloses for the very first time Bart's real-life threatening espionage adventures, trying to stay one step ahead of the CIA agents that have gone rogue that were trying to kill him. Yeah, there you have it. Would all this be necessary if the moon landings were real, folks? By the way, never has successful technology failed to be improved upon. Technology does not go backwards, but in the moon landings, that's exactly what supposedly happened. Do you still believe there's a free press outside of government control? By the time you get done with Art's book, you won't, unless you count Liberty Roundtable Live and a very, very, very select few self-published, self-owned institutions, if you will. By the way, Toyota looks to the moon and beyond with their, quote, new lunar vehicle. They want to get to the moon and have people be able to live on the moon by 2040. Why 2040? My gosh. The first time back in the 60s, they said we're going to get to the moon. And in 8 years, they supposedly did it first try. Now they're talking about 2040, literally 18 years in the future. Yeah. Okay. Anyway, great interview with Bart Sibrel. And I think Bart's becoming a dear friend. I'm learning more and more about him. He's a truth teller to the utmost degree. He really likes to dig into politics and everything else. Believe it or not, he predicted the lockdowns before they ever occurred. We're going to have him back on the broadcast going forward, hopefully quite a bit. I'm working on that. I'll let you know the outcome, okay? But anyway, that was an incredible interview with Bart Sibrel, Sibrel.com. Check it out. You can read his book. And you can also watch the videos that go along with it, which provide incredible, necessary, vital context and proof for the assertions made in the book. Great stuff. All right, we're ready. That's both hours, right? Wow, News the Networks Refuse to Use starts now. Hard-hitting talk at your fingertips. So I guess this Jeff Zucker resigned as president of CNN after failing to disclose a romantic relationship with his long-time colleague. Zucker was referring to his relationship with CNN's executive vice president and chief marketing officer, Allison, what is it, Gost? I think that's how you say it. Anyway, that he melted down, had to resign. Why? Because the relationship was supposed to be disclosed. Now, they're both in the middle of divorces, or they were when they started their relationship. They claim that, by golly, we just got really close during the pandemic, and We didn't really admit it or cop to it at the time or disclose it, as they call it. But I look at this and go, you know what? Why are we even worried about this? No offense, but these big TV networks have been nothing but a fair fest for years. When you name me one big company that doesn't have a fair fest at the top of it. Okay, so I mean, I appreciate it. You know, we can talk about Jeff, we can whatever. But at the end of the day, I look at this thing and I go, I don't really think this is a big deal. Now, don't get me wrong, the immorality is a big deal. But these, I don't know what words to use for them. These scandals, I guess is the proper word, have been going on forever at the top of these organizations. I mean, how many of these, what am I talking about? How many of these situations have you known about in your life? Are they all unique? No, they're all the same, right? They're all just another big old scandal. So-and-so cheated on their spouse. So-and-so, fell in love with or thinks they're in love with someone else because of a movie set, because they were in close proximity and worked together, because of. And I kind of wonder, why do we care? Do we love scandal in America? Is that why we care? Why do we care so much? And why do we need to know this stuff? And why does it even matter? Hang tight, Liberty Roundtable. Live.
Why don't we say to the government writ large that they have to spend a little bit less? Anybody ever had less money this year than you had last? Anybody better have a 1% pay cut? You deal with it. That's what government needs, a 1% pay cut. If you take a 1% pay cut across the board, you have more than enough money to actually pay for the disaster relief. But nobody's going to do that because they're fiscally irresponsible. Who are they? Republicans. Who are they? Democrats. Who are they? Virtually the whole body is careless and reckless with your money. So the money will not be offset by cuts anywhere. The money will be added to the debt, and there will be a day of reckoning. What's the day of reckoning? The day of reckoning may well be the collapse of the stock market. The day of reckoning may be the collapse of the dollar. When it comes, I can't tell you exactly, but I can tell you it has happened repeatedly in history when countries ruin their currency.
You know where the solution can be found, Mr. President? In churches, in wedding chapels, in maternity wards across the country and around the world. More babies will mean forward-looking adults, the sort we need to tackle long-term, large-scale problems. American babies in particular are likely going to be wealthier, better educated, and more conservation-minded than children raised in still industrializing countries. As economist Tyler Cowen recently wrote, quote, by having more children, you're making your nation more populous, thus boosting its capacity to solve climate change. The planet does not need for us to think globally and act locally so much as it needs us to think family and act personally. The solution to so many of our problems, at all times and in all places, is to fall in love, get married, and have some kids.
I want to dedicate this song to Mr. Rupert Murdoch.
All right. So we're talking about Jeff Zucker resigns of president of CNN. I guess he got in a sexual relationship with Allison Golust. But ladies and gentlemen, these scandals have been involved with these networks forever. This is nothing new. Why do we care so much? Let me give you an example. Just months ago, Jeffrey Toobin admits masturbating on Zoom. He admits that it was moronic and indefensible. Okay, this is CNN also. Now, don't get me wrong. I'm not defending this behavior, and I'm not suggesting this behavior is okay. But I want to know, why do we care? Why do we care? And let me explain what I mean. We foster this behavior at the top of every institution as a society. we foster this behavior for the elite, for actresses and actors, and, you know, the Me Too movement runs around and acts like they care. They only care when it's certain people they want to take down. They don't care in general. No one's going after Bill Clinton. They don't really care. Okay? But why do we even care about this? Why is this such an issue? Now, from a moral point of view, I get it. We do. We should care, and it's out of place, and it's unacceptable, and it's wrong. But everything we do fosters this. In the business world, we run around and say, hey, let's go get drinks together as colleagues. Let's go out to eat together. Let's have a man and a woman travel together. You know, then Mike Pence, former vice president, says, hey, I don't ever get alone with a woman that's not my wife. And then they mock him and laugh at him and go, you're just a backwards idiot. And then they go on and then they foster, you know, hey, let's, well, you two, you're going on a business trip together, male and female, either single or married to somebody else, but you're going to be alone together. Someone has got the credit card for the business. So you got to kind of go out to breakfast, lunch, and dinner with them or whatever. And you've got these hotel rooms and you're alone and there's nothing to do after, quote, the day is done, so to speak. And we put these people together alone in boardrooms and in private places, and we put actors and actresses together in compromising situations. And then when it runs off the rails, we go, what were they thinking? Well, ladies and gentlemen, I'm not saying that we don't have our agency, because we do. And I'm not saying we're not responsible for our actions, because we are. But I am going to say that if you keep lighting fires everywhere, you will have fire get out of control. Let me say that again. If you keep lighting fires everywhere, you will have fire get out of control. And so the key is not to light these fires all over the place in the first place. The key isn't to go, what were you thinking? That fire burned everything down. Why were you starting a fire here? Okay, that's not what you say on the back end of these discussions. You say, why are we putting men and women together alone in the first place? Why are we making men travel with women that aren't supposed to be together? And putting them together. And then those who don't want to do it, you mock and ridicule and make fun of and act like they're just backwards idiots. You know, you say to Jeff or to Mike Pence, what do you think you're going to do? Try to undress every woman you see? Is that your problem? So you're scared of yourself? You know, they go on and say that kind of stuff. And Mike is just like, you know what? I don't want to be with a woman that's not my wife alone, because number one, I don't want to put myself in any positions that could be tempting. Number two, I don't want to put myself in any position that could even have somebody else question my integrity or loyalty or commitment to my spouse. And third, I don't want to be put in any position that there could be possible allegations. All right? So you got these, famous people that are always involved in scandals. So what Allison says about the relationship, because, see, Jeff Zucker didn't name the, quote, person. But Allison did, and she said, yeah, you know what? We just got closer, and it happened. We should have disclosed this. But both of them are in the middle of divorces. At least they were when this started, to some degree. Now, I don't know how far along each divorce was. I'm just telling you, they were married to other people. They both literally committed adultery. And they were supposed to disclose the relationship, but they didn't, because they knew it was wrong. They didn't because they knew they were married to other people. They knew it would cause controversy and scandal. They knew it wasn't good, but they went ahead. Once it gets started, it's almost impossible to stop, right? So this affair, now I'm really highlighting this because, to me, it's bad that this situation happens. But these people are already divorced from somebody else, right? They're already breaking their marital covenants. And now they're with somebody else, and then, you know, either they'll commit and be together for a while, or else they'll drift away. They were supposedly soulmates, but now they just drift away. It just didn't work out. So that's the kind of relationships these people foster. They have, right? Right? Now, you look at Jeff, and you look at this Allison situation. You look at the other Jeff that literally got caught masturbating on camera. This is a CNN guy that got caught in a scandal too. You've got all these women that have come out of CNN and Fox and all these other places going, oh man, I was sexually harassed or whatever, right? Think about that. You've got Marriage on First Sight. It's a TV show. Well, Mika and Michael got married, but their marriage is already over. Right? But are Mika and Michael from Married at First Sight still together? No. They say this: after having struggled with self-worth and past relationships, Mika took a leap of faith by agreeing to marry Michael at first sight. Now, ladies and gentlemen, I don't mean to be rude here, but see, we have TV reality shows that foster this kind of stuff. We have a society that promotes this stuff. Hey, after work, let's just go out and get a couple of drinks. Couple of drinks in, things happen. What you don't do is you don't go get drinks together in the first place. What you do is you follow the wise counsel of Michael. What's his name? He's the vice president? Well, he was till Donald Trump got kicked out of office there. Mike Pence is his name? Yeah. That guy, he said, I don't want to be with anybody that's not my wife. I don't want to be alone with any woman that's not my wife. I just don't do it. And they mocked him relentlessly for such a policy. Now, Jeff Zuckerberg, let me ask you, my friend, if you didn't go anywhere without your spouse, then do you think you would have been in this situation, sir? I don't think so. Well, I was divorced my wife. I know. Why are you divorcing your wife? Are there previous people that you've been with that your wife knows about? Are there previous circumstances? All I know is this. If you're with your wife, this would be a much better situation, right? Right? Now, what's that TV show in the morning time? They're the people that hated Donald Trump, right? Isn't it Brian and anyway, I'll have to look at this. What are their names? They do a show and they hate Donald Trump. Who is it? They attack Trump relentlessly. I'm trying to think of this because it relates to this. Oh, Mika Brzezinski, is that her name? Right? Drops the hammer on Trump. I guess it's Morning Joe and Mika. Yeah, isn't it Joe Scarborough and Monica? Or Mika Brzezinski or whatever else. Didn't they? How did they meet? What was their story? Can somebody remind me? Right? They're MSNBCs. How did they meet? Tell me about Joe and Mika, okay? Is that a scandal? Yeah, Joe and Mika cheated their way. They exchanged vows, right? But what really happened now? They're supposedly patriots, so they got married. They said their vows in a priceless home, the national treasures, they claim. But didn't they have a sleazy cheating scandal? They call it the affair game, so to speak. Morning Lovebirds, how to make it legal as the Inquirer asks questions. Painful to watch. They have an on-air spat one, threatens marriage counseling already. How Joe fell in love with Mika. Yeah. Yeah. We'll come back and talk about this, ladies and gentlemen. Because they flirt awkwardly on Morning Joe. Anyway, okay, this stuff you can predict. Hang tight. We'll talk about it on your radio.
Proclaiming liberty across the land. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
Yeah. USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Russia has condemned a U.S. decision to send extra troops to Europe to support its NATO allies amid Russia posturing at the Ukraine border. Moscow said it was destructive and heightened tensions and reduced the scope for a political solution. The Pentagon said 2,000 U.S. troops would be sent from North Carolina to Poland and Germany, and a further 1,000 already in Germany would go to Romania. A Tennessee Democrat was expelled from the state Senate on Wednesday over her conviction on fraud charges. State Senator Katrina Robinson of Memphis was convicted of wire fraud last fall after being accused of stealing $600,000 from a health care school she ran to pay for her wedding and other personal expenses.
This whole process has been a very painful process, and to stand before you and go through essentially a procedural lynching in this body.
USA Radio News.
Fever is a potential sign of COVID or the flu, and the Exergen temporal scanner thermometer has been proven accurate with more than 100 clinical studies. Be vigilant and seek medical advice at the first sign of fever. Be accurate with Exergen. Exergen temporal scanners, available at Walmart and other fine retailers. Learn more at Exergen.com. That's Exergen.com. Exergen is changing the way the world takes temperature.
Guys, are you tired of being tired? Frustrated because it seems impossible to lose belly fat? If you're looking for a solution, Andro 400 Max, the extra strength, all natural testosterone booster, the safe, easy and affordable way to gain energy and lose stubborn belly fat. Satisfaction guaranteed or your money back. Go to Andro400.com or call 888-400-0435. 888-400-0435.
When Punxsutawney Phil saw his groundhog's shadow on Wednesday, he wasn't lying about winter hanging on in America.
Hey, winter storm is bringing a mix of rain, freezing rain, and snow to the central U.S. Airlines canceled thousands of flights. Officials are urging people to stay off the roads, and schools are closed. Oklahoma, Kansas, Missouri, Illinois, Indiana, and Michigan are seeing freezing rain, sleet, and snow. Significant ice accumulation is expected in an area from Louisville, Kentucky to Memphis, Tennessee. In the USA Radio News Midwest Bureau, I'm Katie Lewis.
The Pentagon is reporting U.S. Special Forces carried out a successful large-scale counterterrorism raid in northwestern Syria early Thursday on an al-Qaeda stronghold. Locals at the scene afterward reported 13 people had been killed, including women and children. Residents say it lasted 2 hours in Atme near the Turkish border. USA Radio News.
Yeah, ladies and gentlemen, Joe and Mika. What the heck's going on? What happened with them? It was a scandal. Yeah, what happened? Now, here's what's interesting about all these celebrities. They're all friends. They all get along just great. So, Joe, MSNBC's Mika Brzezinski and Joe Scarborough, on Friday, gave their account. This isn't last Friday, by the way. This is a story in finance at Yahoo, but this is some time ago. They explained what happened. They gave their account of what happened when they visited President Donald Trump at his Mar-a-Lago estate in Florida. I just want you to know, why would they go to Mar-a-Lago? They hate Joe. They attack Joe. They hate Trump. They attack Trump. They mock Trump. They abuse Trump. But now they went to Mar-a-Lago? I can't even go to Mar-a-Lago. Wow. Anyway, the bottom line is what happened to Morning Joe? Right? The show started in 2007, but in 2018 is when they got married. But they were married to other people before, right? Think about all that. Anyway, It's a big old long story, and I don't want to spend forever on Joe and... I don't want to go forever on it. But Joe and Mika are a scandal. Their whole relationship was on a scandal. So now you look at this Jeff Zuckerberg scandal and Allison Dulles. And then you look at this Jeffrey Toobin and him masturbating on Zoom on camera in front of everybody. And now Joe has a big old scandal with Mika, and then they got married in 2018. But what's all up with all this? Why do we, the people, care so much? Because I think we love scandal in our society, ladies and gentlemen. I think we love scandal in our society. We love it. We get off on it. We love to sit on the sidelines and watch people's hearts get broken, people's families get destroyed. We love it. It's like a blood sport for us, right? Hey, wake up in the morning. Who's betraying who today? What scandal's going to go down next? Is it Michael Jackson and his perversion with boys? Or is it Mika and Joe flirting on air, crossing the line so awkward the viewers cringe? Don't worry, they got married. Is it the latest high school teacher that's a female that sleeps with her young student? By golly. Oh, don't worry, they were going to be prosecuted, but she got married to the little boy, so now they're all cool. No big deal, no harm, no foul if you marry him. Oh, they got divorced a year later? Let's throw in the bachelor for good measure. Or the bachelorette. Let's have somebody just, you know, whatever. They got reality TV shows of fast dating and fast love and all kinds of awkward stuff. And then, hey, when people live like that, believe like that, watch that, see the celebrities do that, da-da-da-da-da. And then it's all of a sudden, hey, that becomes our lives, our ways, our beliefs, our... And I'm going to stop you right there now and say, why do we care? Well, you either care because you love the scandal, you love the carnage, you love the reality of destruction, or you care like me because it's against God's laws. Yeah, it's against the laws of God Almighty, ladies and gentlemen, so I care because I want to stop it. I want husbands to be loyal to their wives and wives to be loyal to their husbands. And when you make a vow of marriage that says for, hey, until death do you part, or in my case, as members of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, we say for time and all eternity. But I think marriage covenants are something sacred, ordained of God, not to be trifled with. Not to be mocked, not to be minimized, not to be ignored, right? This is critical, in my opinion. And I believe personally that society depends on it. I really do. Right? Americans love a scandal. Right? They just do. It's sad. Why we love a good scandal. Americans love a good scandal until the next one comes along, right? Think about that. American scandal, the Clinton-Lewinsky scandal, forbidden love. Hey, scandal-free Biden administration. What about that? Not Sally Hemings, American scandal. Slaves slept with a founding father. Don't even have evidence that it's factual, but hey, we love the scandal nevertheless, right? American sex scandals. Letterman affair. Right? Anatomy of a scandal. What we know so far. Sex, love, and scandal. Right? We love this stuff, folks. We get off on it as Americans. And I'm telling you, it's against God's laws. It's against the guidance from our Heavenly Father. God gave Adam a male, a female helpmeet is what it's called, Eve. And together they were a powerhouse of synergism and solutions. They were the leaders of the human family, the patriarch and matriarch of God's ordained human family. Marriage is ordained of God. Marriage ought not be mocked. Right? Think of all the scandals in our society. Think about how we deal with them. Do we create real accountability for those scandals? No, we don't. Zuckerberg resigned, but hey, Allison says, I'm sorry that we didn't tell you guys about it, but man, I'm going to look forward to continuing working at CNN. Where's good old Zucker going to go? Who knows? Didn't we have a big old scandal with Jeff Bezos, the founder of Amazon? He had a wife, and then he had a girlfriend, and then what? Wow. The scandals are everywhere in America, and they're all at the top of celebrities, of actors and actresses and rock stars and performers and politicians and, big CEOs. And I mean, it goes on and on and on and on and on. And we create a culture of this in our own lives and in our own societies. We watch these TV shows, Bachelors and Bachelorettes and, I don't even know what they're all called. But these sex before marriage things where guys treat girls like cars. Well, you better drive her before you marry her to see if it's a good drive. Talking about being sexually involved with her. And all these kinds of things. And we create this culture. And it's a culture against God, ladies and gentlemen. And then we wonder, when it goes wrong, we go, what the heck were you thinking? What were you? And then they're like, well, I wasn't really thinking. I was just, man, I know this is bad. And we go on and on and on, from the Andrew Cuomo scenarios to the Donald Trump scandals. All you got to do is grab them by the whatever. And that scandal, I mean, it goes on and on and on and on. And I submit to you that if you want to stop this, ladies and gentlemen, listen to me closely. If you want solutions, if you want to stop this, you're going to have to stop flirting with disaster. What do I mean? You can't light fires all over the place and expect fire not to break out in the wrong places. Love and sex is like fire. It's a wonderful thing when it's in the fireplace. It creates warmth, allows you to make warm food. It does so many wonderful things for you. And that's why marriage within the bounds the Lord has set is a wonderful thing, just like fire, appropriately contained, appropriately managed as God intended. But when you start flirting with disaster and you start launching fires everywhere you go, when it burns the place down, don't be surprised. Don't be shocked as if like, oh my goodness, what have they done? Sadly, they've been done what they've been taught to do. They've been done what those before them have done. The way to stop it is say, look, we're going to follow the Mike Pence rule. If I'm married, I'm not going to go out with somebody from the opposite sex alone, no matter what. I'm not doing it. Call me backwards. Call me crazy. Mock me. Do whatever you do, but I'm not doing it. That's the safe way. Don't put women in workforce positions that require them to travel alone with men that are not their spouse. Don't do it. Because when you do, scandal happens. When you don't, good things happen. Let's talk more about this topic because I think it's so critical. I am Sam Bushman on your radio.
If the COVID-19 shot is safe and effective, then why are 20% of healthcare workers refusing to get it? If the COVID-19 injection is safe and effective, then why is big tech silencing anyone who opposes it? If the COVID injection is safe and effective, then why is our federal government's reporting system recording over 14,000 deaths from the vaccine and an additional 650,000 plus serious adverse reactions? If the COVID shot is safe and effective, then why did Dr. Geert Van den Bosch, recognized as one of the world's chief vaccine experts, risk his entire career and his reputation to plead with the medical community to immediately halt all COVID-19 vaccinations, calling mass COVID vaccinations an uncontrollable monster? Doesn't sound very safe and effective. Maybe it's time to call a spade a spade. At no time in history have the people forcing others into compliance been the good guys.
Paid for by Ammon Bundy for governor. VoteBundy.com.
The Foundation for Moral Law is a nonprofit legal foundation committed to protecting our unalienable right to publicly acknowledge God. The Foundation for Moral Law exists to restore the knowledge of God in law and government and to acknowledge and defend the truth that man is endowed with rights not by our fellow man, but by God. The foundation maintains a twofold focus. First, litigation within state and federal courts. Second, education, conducting seminars to teach the necessity and importance of acknowledging God in law and government. How can you help? Please make a tax-deductible contribution, allowing foundation attorneys to continue the fight. You may also purchase various foundation products as well at morallaw.org. Located in Montgomery, Alabama, the Foundation for Moral Law is a nonprofit, tax-exempt 501c3, founded by Judge Roy Moore. Please partner with us to achieve this important mission. morallaw.org.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we love sex scandals, I'm telling you right now, in America. Until the next one comes along. Think about Pamela Anderson and Tommy Lee. They made a sex tape, right? Wow. All right. Perhaps the most memorable scandal, the memorable sex scandal in American history, is between former President John F. Kennedy and Marilyn Monroe. Yeah. The American public had a rabid appetite for gossip about the young, handsome president and the Hollywood bombshell, right? Think about this. We love the scandal. We love the lifestyle. We love the rich and the famous. There's even a headline that says top 10 biggest sex scandals in America. It's just what? Yeah. That's what we're talking about. That's what goes on. Think about it. It's just scary when you think about it. But again, I maintain that it's all wrong. That it's all off the rails. It's all against God's law. And the way you prevent it, ladies and gentlemen, is what I'm focusing on. I highlight some of these so you don't think that I'm just going off over nothing. But this has been going on for years and years and years in America. We love a good sex scandal. And the sad part about it is people's lives are ruined. Families are destroyed. People's hearts are broken. People's trust in humanity as a whole, you know, females' trust in men and vice versa, is just destroyed over this. This is not child's play. And when we play with fire outside the fireplace or outside of the proper, bounds the Lord has set, it's always trouble. It never goes well, ladies and gentlemen. Don't fool yourself. And so the way you stop it is you follow Mike Pence's idea, I'm never going to be with a woman alone that's not my wife. It starts with not sending males and females that are not married on business trips together. Okay? They're alone. They're vulnerable. Either man can or woman can take advantage of the other. They have a little bit of drinks. They agree. They kind of regret it on the back end of what happened. And so they say the other one did something wrong. There's allegation. We can go on and on. Well, okay, the guy says, okay, I slept with her, but it wasn't by force like she says. She consented. Now it's just a debate about consent. Well, I didn't consent. Well, she did consent to go to the bar. She did consent to drink. She did consent to get alone with him, but she just didn't consent to the rest. Now, don't get me wrong. She has every right to say no and draw the line wherever she chooses, right? So I'm not saying that it's okay, but what I'm saying is that one thing leads to another. And if you want to avoid it, the goal is not to say that it's okay. I'm not saying that it's right in any case. What I'm saying, though, is if you don't want those things to happen, don't put yourself in a position for those things to happen. Let me say that again, because this is like, on one hand, ignorant 101 stuff. On the other hand, it's like rocket science advice, right? If you don't want those things to happen to you, don't put yourself in positions for them to happen. If you don't want those things to happen, you do not put yourself in positions where those things could happen. So you know what? If you're not alone with a woman from the opposite sex that's not your spouse, then the allegations are easy to prove false. If you're not alone with someone, then the likelihood of you getting raped, male or female, is a lot less than if you are alone. Don't do the innocent things that could end up getting you in trouble. You go to the bar to have a couple of drinks. I'm telling you right now, you're slowly but surely dismantling all the protections that God and society has given you. So if you're not at the bar alone with someone and you're not drinking, the likelihood of you doing something you regret and or having something done to you that you regret, male or female, reduces a ton. First off, you're not alone. And secondly, you're not doing things that will destroy your normal inhibitions, right? Okay, don't go to the bar with that person alone. Don't go to the bar with friends and then after two people linger a little longer. Or let me just walk you to your hotel room and make sure you're safe. Then a little flirting happens on the way to the hotel room, and then, you know what, you want to just come in for one more drink? Or do you want to just stay a little bit longer? Do you want to watch a movie together? It all sounds like it could be innocent, but where do you end up? It doesn't end up well. And so what you've got to do is learn to not put yourself in those positions in the first place. If you don't go to the bar, if you don't drink, if you don't spend time alone, if you don't linger longer, you got to think of it like the buddy system, ladies and gentlemen. Whenever I travel, I take a buddy with me. It's not that I'm not capable of traveling alone. I'm totally capable of traveling alone. But you know what? If I got a buddy with me at all times, it's easy to not get with a woman alone. Just stay with my buddy. But if I'm by myself, it can be as simple as I'm going to give you a ride from the airport or a ride to the airport or a ride to this venue from your hotel room. See, then a girl picks me up at my hotel room or drops me off at my hotel room. Every one of those things are opportunity for all the wrong things to happen, whether it's intentional on my part, whether it starts out innocent enough and it wasn't intentional on my part, whether somebody intends to entrap me and it's none of my fault, but yet I'm a victim of circumstance. Hey, this girl picked me up at my hotel room and now she's making allegations that I did this or I did that, true or not true. Now I'm in trouble. So see, to me, this is a protection thing. It's like they tell you, don't go swimming alone. Use the buddy system. It's that kind of deal. Do not go out in society and do not interact with people alone. Because when you do, you set yourself up for nothing but trouble. Do not work too close with people alone either. Don't spend time with your work people so much. Don't become so good friends with them. It's fine to have cordial relationships. It's fine to have your families spend time with their families. I'm not saying that there can be no interaction. I'm not saying you got to be isolationist or hostile in any way. But I'm telling you, when a boy and a girl, or in, I guess these days, two boys, two girls, whatever, spend too much time together, it's trouble. So you look at these two examples, Jeff Zucker and Allison Gullist. They literally worked together for 20 years. They say we were friends, we were professional, you know, colleagues, we were this and that. It was just the last recent couple of years where the relationship changed. They spent so much time together. They were together so much that, you know what? It's the natural progression of a male and female, intended by God, but only to be used within the bounds the Lord has set, not be used outside. So you got to avoid these situations. I just tell you that Jeff should have never spent so much time with Allison Gullist in the first place. I'm not saying Allison's a bad person. I'm not saying Jeff is a bad person. I'm just telling you that you spend too much time with the opposite sex for too long in situations where you're alone, where there's alcohol, where there's other, you know, situations where it's late at night, where there's plenty of the greater the opportunity, the greater chance of the fall. If you're an alcoholic, you don't go to places where there's tons of alcohol. Folks, if you do, you're begging for trouble. If you're an alcoholic, not only do you not go to places where there's alcohol, but you surround yourself with people that know that you have that weakness and that will help you stay on the sober train, right? You want to spend your time with people that don't drink and people that know about your situation enough to make sure that you don't even ever get close. If you're a pyromaniac, ladies and gentlemen, you don't run around with a lighter and matches and flint and steel in your pocket, right? So I'm just telling you that you've got to get back. I'll finish by telling you a little story to make the point. A king was trying to decide which driver he was going to hire. One driver, both drivers took him on a travel, on a little drive to see, you know, how they would drive and how they would behave. And one driver was awesome. He took the king up on the mountain and got two wheels off the side of the mountain, but saved it, brought the king back safely and said, "See how good of a driver I am, man. I got it done, buddy. I kept you out of danger, man. I made it riveting, but yet, hey, you stayed out of danger." The other driver wasn't fast, didn't put two wheels off. In fact, he hugged the mountain. He was so far from the cliff, it wasn't funny. He was so cautious, it was almost boring. And that driver, when he got done, not even being close to the edge, said, "Sir, your life is so valuable. I know I was a little bit overcautious, but you as cargo mean that much to me." Which driver do you think the king hired, huh? The fast sports driver that put two wheels off the side of the mountain? Or the guy that was slow and hugged the inside of the mountain or whatever, you're closest to the mountain away from the ledge. All right, how do you want to live your life is the point. And we in society sadly have created a situation where everything we do and say and watch and believe leads us to scandal. And then we love the scandal. We just have an appetite for it. So after the good scandal, Joe marries Mika. Americans love a good scandal till the next one comes along. Pamela Anderson, Tommy Lee's sex tape. Hey, how do you think Kim Kardashian got famous, huh? Anybody know? And you know how Kim Kardashian got famous, Cameron? Sex tape, right? Yeah. Kim Kardashian sex tape, I think is how it is, right? Yeah, they have 10 quick and dirty facts about Kim Kardashian's sex tape, for example, online. I'm not reading it. I'm just telling you. Kim Kardashian's sex tape, the real story of how it emerged. Okay, see, that's what I'm talking about. You got Kim Kardashian. She's famous because of a sex tape. Now you can say, well, she's got famous family too, Sam. I know. But what is the real story behind the release of Kim Kardashian's sex tape? Do you know? 10 years ago, a sex tape propelled Kim Kardashian from, quote, random socialite to superstar. Here's how it happened. It's a big old long read. Right? Think about it. Do we want that? Do we want that at all? It's scandal. So here's the deal. In October, when Kim Kardashian was 22, and they say Ray J, I guess is his name or whatever, they went on a luxury resort in Cabo, Mexico to celebrate Kardashian's 23rd birthday. Yeah, they took a handheld camera with them and filmed themselves goofing around with a camera and also having sex. On later occasions, they filmed themselves again. Anyway, there you have it. Anyway, so it just started slowly, just got worse. It all meant well, but no, it went all wrong. Well, all right, if you want to be famous at that and give that up to be famous, I guess. What a sad tale to tell, ladies and gentlemen. What a disgrace. But there we have it in America. I say turn to God Almighty and His laws that govern some of the most sacred procreative powers. That's what you do. And if you do, you'll have a blessed family and a blessed life. If you don't, trouble's in the wake, I can promise you that. Jettison the scandal, Americans. God save the Republic.